Christ is risen.
He is risen.
It is still Easter. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this Good Shepherd Sunday, fourth Sunday in Easter, is our gospel reading according to St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 22 through 30, but I'm going to focus on verse 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. These are the words of our Lord, and so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me, says Jesus. Do you hear him? He speaks, and his word does not return void or empty, but accomplishes that which he sends it out to do, like keeping the planets in their orbits or the sun shining, like you and I breathing. Yes, he is doing that every minute of every day, by his word of power. This is his creation, his universe after all, and his will empowered word is how it is all done. Do you hear him? Where is he speaking? In nature and in your heart? Not so as you can hear him. There are no words whispered in the dark from him, no inner light or inner sight or secret place. Creation moves to his spoken creative word, openly spoken and openly recorded in Genesis. That word is still working, moving, doing what was meant for it to do. Of course it is. Creation is still working, isn't it? There is no secret knowledge of his words given only to a certain few people. And those who don't hear, they don't hear for other reasons. They are plugging their ears. And yes, on purpose. His word is spoken to the world, to all of creation. What is good for the goose is also good for the gander. No one has a corner on his revelation, his word. It is all of it is for us. There is no private interpretation of his words, says his own word, says God's word, the Bible. Verse 27, again, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. So if someone tells you that God told them this or that, ask, oh, really? And where is that written? Yes, because the Bible alone is where God speaks to us. That is the only place we are to listen to him. You want God to speak to you? Read his word. See, if anyone tells you, even if he be an angel, warns St. Paul, of a different gospel than the one written, the one that St. Paul, an inspired apostle of Jesus, preached and wrote, then let that being, whomever it is, be accursed. And that word, that's a serious word. It means let that person be sent to hell for doing such a thing. Those are serious words. As are these that Jesus spoke. I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. Stiff-necked and stubborn, independent and defiant, proud people with their fingers in their ears. So, people of his flock, you, the baptized, listen to his word, read his word, believe his word, hear his voice, give heed to his word, listen, and believe these words. Don't be straying sheep. If there is something in your ears, come here and have them unplugged. because he is here in his house to meet you and to guide you, to speak to you, to speak to you life, to forgive your every sin. He is here to unplug your ears from the world's loud din. He is in his word to lead you home, to be with him. Where else would you go? Instead, confess with St. Peter, Lord, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. Come and hear him speak then, and you will be saved in this hearing. Jesus says of each one of us, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. He means you. That is why it was all written down, so we had a sure place to go and hear him among all the other voices in the world. Satan is very loud out there. He speaks out there continuously with many, many voices. He speaks here too. He does. In our hearts, in our heads, in whispers, in secret. Luther said, wherever a church is built, the devil builds a chapel right next door. I'd say he builds it right in here. Jeremiah, though, reminds us, God told him to do so because of this, that the way of man is not found within himself. God's word alone is a guide on the path and a light on our way. So listen, hear his word, believe and trust his word alone. This is why St. Paul tells Timothy to make sure he reads scripture out loud to his flock, his congregation. Without this, people will get lost in the world, the desert of sin, and die of thirst and hunger there. Jesus tells the devil that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God's word alone creates. His word alone sustains. His word alone saves. His word alone creates faith so that you can believe and be saved. His word alone brings eternal life. And it's just plain water in there without the word. But with it, it becomes living water that saves you. Baptism. It is just plain unleavened bread and simple wine if the word is not there. But if he is there, if he who is the word himself, then it is his body and blood. Yes, in the 23rd Psalm, the Psalm of the day, tells us what it means to hear his voice as sheep. It tells what it means to listen and follow him. There is a reason why this psalm is also read at funerals. He is the only one that can lead us through this life by his voice, by his word. This life with all its toils, snares, and many dangers, even death. But because he says, we are not to be left there. I give them eternal life, verse 28, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Only him. The very word of God incarnate can do this. Sola scriptura, by word alone, scripture alone. Yes, that is how we follow him. Where is he leading us? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, he leads us through the minefield that the devil lays out to kill us. He leads us up and out from certain death to certain life by that same word. You can only count on his external word to do this. Don't listen to that still, quiet voice inside. It does not know his word. That will lead you astray. It may match what God says in the Bible at times, but that does not mean to trust. That doesn't mean we're to trust it. The devil quotes scripture all the time as well. The question is, what does the Bible also say about this or these matters in question in your life? You see, Jesus comes back at the devil with more pertinent scripture to defeat the devil's temptations and his twisting of God's word. So you need his word to do that, to defeat the devil. To do that, to defeat the devil with the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, you need to listen, hear it, and trust it. You need it to be part of you. This is having the mind of Christ, having his word as your words and your thoughts. There is no inner light or inner guide. The only light and guide is his word alone, written, heard, listened to, eaten, digested, memorized, learnt, and understood. Or even if not understood, trusted all the same. Yet still made part of our very beings. This is the leading of the Holy Spirit, his very inspired word alone. From this word, a table is prepared right in the devil's territory. Right in the world, here. It is called the Lord's Supper. Beside the still waters of baptism, made alive by Jesus, we are. He leads us. By that same word of life, are we led near to it by our good shepherd. Our Lord leads us beside these pure waters the whole of our lives. We live right next to this stream of eternal life, each and every day as Christians, until it one day flows out of us for eternal life. This is Jesus' promise from John's Gospel. Living water will spring from within us, out of every believer. Living water forever flowing up and into us from him. We trees planted beside the river of God, in his garden, which produces abundant fruit in every season, life, and that abundantly. He is calling. He is speaking. Listen and believe. In trusting him at his word, you will never be put to shame. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. You have heard his voice as you are here today. You have followed him here. He is here just for you, to meet with you, and he has a table prepared. Come, for all has been made ready. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus for life everlasting. Amen.